Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, today we are talking about a really exciting digital transformation project at Rolls-Royce, supported by Aston University and Interact. I see this could change how the aerospace industry adopts new technologies.
That is right, Daniel. This project used a human-centered approach to change management called PRO modeling. It was applied to 100 companies in Rolls-Royce's supply chain for the Tempest aircraft.
Wow, so it's not just about the technology but also about how people adapt to it. The study focused on factors like strategy, culture, technology and operations to improve digital maturity. That is so cool.
Exactly right. The project was part of the Interact program, which is part of the Made Smarter Innovation Initiative. This £4.4 billion program brings together researchers and manufacturers to address human issues with new technologies.
I see. The lead researcher is Professor Ben Clegg from Aston University. He's been working on PRO modeling for 10 years to improve the human aspect of change management. This project helped turn it into a tangible product with tools and training materials.
Yes, and the project worked with 100 companies in Rolls-Royce's supply chain. They used workshops to develop strategies for digitalization, culture, processes, data and training. They even had a workshop at AMRC Sheffield to focus on these key areas.
That's impressive. The results showed that companies could improve resilience, sustainability and digital enhancement. Now the team plans to offer short courses on PRO modeling in collaboration with industry bodies like the ORS and IET.
Absolutely right. Professor Janet Godsell from Loughborough University, who co-directed Interact, said this project demonstrated the transformative power of human-centered approaches. It helps companies adopt technologies with collaboration and consensus building.
And the best part is, we can learn more about PRO modeling through the Interact website. For those interested in this research, it's a great way to understand how this methodology can benefit the aerospace industry.
That's right, Daniel. This project shows how important it is to combine technology with human factors to achieve successful digital transformation. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Emma. This is definitely a project to watch as it continues to develop in the aerospace industry.